The out of which the house. The out of which the house recess arrived, the house would be in order. Report a committee. Members of NASA, stand, recite the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag of the United States of America. Report a committee.
The Committee on Rules reports recommending that the following resolutions ought to be adopted. Resolutions filed by Mr. McMurtry of Dedham, honoring Chief William P. Scoble on his service as a firefighter in the Commonwealth. Resolutions filed by Mr. Moreno Lawrence, promoting the relationship between the Dominican Republic and the Commonwealth. Resolutions filed by Ms. Paisha Wellesley, honoring Anthony Nicholas Subaru on receiving the Eagle Award of the Boy Scouts of America. Resolutions filed by Ms. Paisch, honoring Jacob Hill Einbender on receiving the Eagle Award of the Boy Scouts of America. Resolutions filed by Ms. Paisch, honoring Glenn Kelly Maglipus on receiving the Eagle Award of the Boy Scouts of America. Resolutions filed by Ms. Paisch, honoring Barrett Harrison Roman on receiving the Eagle Award of the Boy Scouts of America. Resolutions filed by Ms. Paisch, honoring Jane Assad Salema on receiving the Eagle Award of the Boy Scouts of America. Resolutions filed by Ms. Paisch, honoring Andrew Cook Shredder on receiving the Eagle Award of the Boy Scouts of America. And resolutions filed by Mr. Sanchez of Boston, recognizing the month of November 2017 as Clostridium difficile Infection Awareness Month.
How's it been a brief for us? Mr. Garberly of Arlington now moves suspension of the rules. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Rules are suspended. Question now is on adoption of the resolutions. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Resolutions are adopted. Paper from the Senate.
A petition of Richard J. Ross and Sean P. Dooley for legislation to establish a sick leave bank for Mary Faulkner, an employee of the Department of Correction, comes to the Senate. With the endorsement, has been referred by said branch under suspension of Article 12 to the Committee on Public Service.
Question now is on concurrence. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The House concurs. Report a committee.
The Committee on Rules and the Committees on Rules of the Two Branches acted concurrently. Reports recommending that General 12 be suspended on the petition of Donald H. Wong, Thomas M. McGee, and Brendan P. Crichton. Legislation to establish a sick leave bank for Rebecca Wumi, an employee of the Essex County Sheriff's Department, to the Committee on Public Service.
Mr. Garberly of Arlington now moves suspension of the rules. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Rules are suspended. Question now is on suspension of Joint Rule 12. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Joint Rule 12 is suspended. Report a committee.
The Committee on Steering Policy and Scheduling reports recommending that the House bill relative to the Middleton Town Charter, House Number 3725, local approval received, be scheduled for consideration by the House.
Mr. O'Day of West Boylston now moves suspension of Rule 7A. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Rule 7A is suspended. Second reading of the bill.
An act relative to the Middleton Town Charter. House number 3725.
Question now is on ordering the bill to a third reading. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Bill is ordered to a third. Ms. Vincent of Revere now moves suspension of the rules to take up on page 17, calendar item number 212. All question comes on suspension of rule 47. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Rule 47 is suspended. Third reading of the bill.
An act authorizing the Commissioner of Capital Asset Management and Maintenance to convey certain land in the city of Revere. House number 3995.
Question now is on passing the bill to be engrossed. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Bill is passed to be engrossed. House will be in a recess.
Master Sergeant John DeSalm on the tenor sax. John DeSalm. Staff Sergeant Reagan Bruff on the composition. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Sergeant First Class Graham Breedlove on the trumpet. Master Sergeant Matt Neese with the composition and also the trombone solo.
Thank you.
to the Senate Bill 2200. Ms. Campbell of Methuen offers a motion. Clerk will read.
Ms. Campbell of Methuen moves that the vote be reconsidered by which the House at the previous session adopted Amendment Number 208 offered by her and Ms. Malia of Boston.
Question now comes on reconsideration. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. The matter is reconsidered. House will be in a brief recess. Ms. Campbell of Methuen offers a further amendment. The clerk will read.
Ms. Campbell of Methuen moves that the amendments offered by her and Ms. Malia be amended by striking out on the last page on line 1 the figure 738 and inserting in place of the figures 809.
Question now on the amendment. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted. Question now is on adoption of the amendment as amended. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted as amended. House debate in order. Mr. Dale Westmoreland offers an order, offers an amendment. In the hands of the clerk. Clerk, read the amendment.
Amendment number 2. Mr. Day of Stoneham moves to amend the bill in section 35, subsection C, line 890, by striking the commissioner and inserting place of the following upon receipt of said petition, the commissioner.
Question now on the amendment. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted. Mr. Frost of Auburn offers an amendment in the hands of the clerk. Clerk, I read the amendment.
Amendment number 7 has changed. Representatives Frost of Auburn and other members of the House move to amend the bill by adding the following two sections. Section 26 of Chapter 218 of the General Laws.
If there be no objection, the clerk will dispense with the reading of the paper. The chair has none. Question on the amendment. All those in favor say aye. House will be in a brief recess. Question on the amendment. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted. Mr. Broda of Melrose. Mr. Broda of Melrose offers an amendment in the hands of the clerk. Clerk will read the amendment.
Mr. Broder of Melrose moves amendment number 32. That the bill be amended by adding the following section. The Secretary of Elder Affairs, the Secretary of Executive Office of Public Safety and Security.
If there be an objection, the clerk will dispense with reading the paper. The chair has none. Question is on the amendment. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Amendment is adopted. Mr. Livingston of Boston offers an amendment in the hands of the clerk. Clerk will read the amendment.
Amendment number 150. Mr. Livingston of Boston and other members of the House move to amend the bill by inserting after section 80. A new section. There shall be a bail reform commission referred to.
If there be no objection, the clerk will dispense with the reading of the paper. The chair has none. Question on the amendment. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Amendment. Brief recess. Question on the amendment. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted. House is in recess. Mr. Gobley of Arlington now offers an amendment in the hands of the clerk. Clerk, read the amendment.
Amendment number 172. Mr. Gobley of Arlington moves to amend the bill in section 89 and lines 17, 35, 36, 37 by striking out the following. The committee shall issue approval of new and existing programs for a term of 2 years and may renew approval for additional 2-year terms subject to revocation or for cause. The committee shall establish criteria to determine approval of a program.
Question now is on the amendment. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Amendment is adopted. Mr. Gobley of Arlington offers an amendment in the hands of the clerk. Clerk will read the amendment.
Amendment number 175. Mr. Gobley of Arlington moves to amend the bill in section 89 and line 1689 by striking the following and approved by the Restorative Justice Advisory Committee.
Question now on the amendment. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Amendment is adopted. House will be in a recess.